בסייעתא דשמיא אדנויס פסאי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילה שכה. Our ultimate purpose in this world is to focus on building our emunah. And as we've been discussing, although emunah is the first level that we are required to dive into, we then take the principles of emunah and apply them in a practical way, moving towards bitachon. What exactly does it mean to have bitachon, trust or reliance on Hashem? Emunah teaches us that there is nothing else in the world except for Hashem. Just like if somebody would come and hit you with a stick, it would be the most absurd response to begin fighting against the stick itself, because we all know that a stick is not a power of its own, but rather is an object that has been handled by an individual who is deciding how to use the stick. And in the same way, when we internalize what Emunah teaches us, that Ein Od Milvado, there is nothing else in the world except for Hashem, every individual, every circumstance, every happening is ultimately one of Hashem's many puppets. And the values of Emunah teach us to internalize that the only power that exists is Hashem himself. And as we move from Emunah to Bitachon, we are now called on to exclusively rely on Hashem for all of our needs. Of course, at this point, before we've delved into the subject further, many questions will already arise, such as, if Hashem runs everything and does everything, why do I need to even make the slightest of an effort? And Bezrat Hashem will discuss this more as we continue to talk about Bitachon. But for now, before anything, just to define Bitachon a little bit, Bitachon refers to relying on Hashem rather than on other individuals. So of course, everybody needs money to be able to live. If I am not living by the values of Bitachon, one might go to work hard, and be well-meaning in all areas. However, this individual might think that the only reason they are receiving their sustenance is because they go to work and their boss pays their salary. Now again, we are not now discussing the obligation to make hishtadlus, to make an effort, which we know the Torah commands us to do. But regardless of the obligation of hishtadlus and whatever hishtadlus we might be obligated to make, when one is not living according to the values of Bitachon, but rather according to the illusion that their boss is the one who is providing for their needs, that would be a life devoid of Hashem, devoid of Emunah, and devoid of Bitachon. Whereas, when an individual understands that the only source of their parnasa comes directly and exclusively from Hashem, yes, in this case, Hashem is giving the money to the boss to give to me, but I am absolutely clear beyond a shadow of a doubt that this boss is just a puppet, to the point that I'm not afraid of him, that I will not flatter him, like sometimes one might be led to do if they have the mistaken illusion of this boss being their provider, as opposed to when one internalizes that Hashem is the only provider. It could be through this boss, it could be through some other means, but I rely exclusively on Hashem. It is easy to understand that seeing as Emunah and Bitachon should be our ultimate focus whilst alive in this world, it is not going to take one day to become proficient in these topics. But of course, all Hashem expects from us is to make an effort to grow in these areas, in our purpose of being alive in this world. Let's explore and learn about together the true perspective, Hashem's perspective, which is portrayed in the Torah, about what it truly means to have bitachon.